Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Zroim. Having finished about three-quarters of Seder Zroim, we have discussed all of the matanos that are taken at harvest time. We talked about Leket Shilchan Peah that are taken during the harvest, and then we talked about Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani that are taken after the produce is harvested. And now we're moving on to after the produce is being used. And so we're going to talk in Maseches Chala about a matana called Chala. Chala is taken from dough. So when you take flour and you mix it into dough to make bread, so that dough becomes chayav in Chala, and you need to take a piece off. Chala is taken from one of the five species, dough that's made from one of the five species of grain, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. And in order to be chayav in Chala, this dough must have five lugan in it. So five lugan is five-fourths of a kav. In modern terms, most people will take challah without a bracha if they are making a batch of bread that has 2.6 pounds of flour, which is approximately 8 2/3 cups. And they will take challah with a bracha if the batter has 4.95 pounds of dough, which is approximately 16 and a half cups of flour. I'm sorry, 4.95 pounds of flour, which is approximately 16 and a half cups of flour. Now, challah that you've taken off from the dough is given to the Kohen, and in fact, challah is a type of truma, and it is treated like truma, so it has to be given to the Kohen, and it can only be eaten by Kohanim, and they have to eat it bitahara, like they have to eat their truma. Also like truma, challah has no shiur min haTorah. There is no specified amount that you must give. However, midirabanan, the Chazal set up a measure how much you have to give, and for the mitzvah of challah, there are actually two different numbers. For private individuals, the amount of challah to be given is 1/24 of the dough. And for bakers, because this is, after all, their livelihood, and it's going to significantly cut into their profit margins if they have to give 1/24 away every time they bake bread, it may, in fact, eliminate their profit margin entirely. Therefore, Chazal set for bakers, professional bakers that produce in mass quantities, they only have to give 1/48 of the dough as challah. Now, challah, the mitzvah of challah, is still in effect b'zman hazeh, and anywhere in the world, not just in Eretz Yisrael, even though it has to do with produce, and produce is grown specifically, most of the mitzvos that have to do with produce are specifically in Eretz Yisrael. But according to most opinions, this is derabanan, that it is mitzvah derabanan to keep challah b'zman hazeh and in chutz la'aretz. Now, because of this, and because we are all tame, and there's tuma everywhere nowadays, so it would be impossible to take the challah bitara. So therefore, and it's only rabbanan, so therefore we are, in practice, don't take a 48th or a 24th. We take a very small amount. We take off a small amount, and then, of course, we can't give it to the kohen, because it's probably tame, and so we burn it. As we would do with some of the other matanos that can't be used, like when we talked about Zman HaBior in the previous Masechet, Maaser Sheni. Of historical note, it's worth pointing out that because it is a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, and it is a mitzvah to take challah from your dough, and therefore, by extension, it is a mitzvah to bake bread on Friday and to separate out challah, baking bread, the Chavot Shabbos, and separating challah, because that's the mitzvah of what you do when you bake bread. And because of that, people associate the word challah with baking bread for Shabbos, which is why in common parlance, people, when you talk about the word challah, people think about bread that we eat on Shabbos. But in fact, the mitzvah of challah has nothing to do with Shabbos. The mitzvah of challah is the amount of dough that we take from the batter to give to the Kohen anytime we bake bread, particularly if we bake in sufficient quantity for it to be chayiv and challah.